Responsibility is knowing and doing what both God and others are expecting from me. Someone asked Daniel Webster, "What is the greatest thought you ever had?" He said, "The most awesome, the most terrifying, the most shattering thought I've ever had is my personal responsibility to God." The Bible makes it clear that we are each responsible for five things. Each one of us, as Christians, will be held responsible for every thought, every word, every deed, every motive, and every attitude. We have a tendency to think that attitudes don't really matter, that we're not responsible for them because they're caused by circumstances over which we have absolutely no control. Our inward reasoning is, if my circumstances were different, then I would be different too. The truth is, circumstances do not make me what I am, they merely reveal what I am already. One mother said, "I never had a problem with patience until I had twins." This lady believed what most of us have believed, that we are the way we are because of our circumstances. We feel that if our home situation were different, then we would be different too. The mother who believed that she had never been an impatient person until she had twins did not understand that she had always been an impatient person. She just didn't realize how impatient she was until God brought a set of circumstances into her life to show her what she was really like, so he could change her. I may not be able to control my circumstances, but my circumstances do not have to control me. We are convinced that the only way we can ever be different is if our circumstances change, and so we play the if-only game. If only we lived closer to my parents. If only we had a bigger house. If only we had more money. If only I were married. If only I weren't married. If only I had children. If only I didn't have children. We have been deceived into believing that we would be happier if we had a different set of circumstances. And the truth is that if we're not happy in our present set of circumstances, we're not likely to be happy in any other set of circumstances either. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.